Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's episode is a What's the Missing Word episode where I give you two sets of sentences. Each sentence has a missing word, but the missing word in each set is the same. So we're looking for one missing word from my first set of sentences and then another word for my second set of sentences. Each set has three sentences, and when there's a missing word, I will say blank. So by the end of this, hopefully you will find two words. Okay, let's take a look at the first set of sentences. Here is set one, sentence one. His first two ideas weren't great, but with his third, he really knocked it out of the blank. His first two ideas weren't great, but with his third, he really knocked it out of the blank. Sentence two. It's a sunny day, so shall we play football in the blank? It's a sunny day, so shall we play football in the blank? Sentence three. You can blank your car on our driveway. You can blank your car on our driveway. Okay, so what's the missing word from those three sentences? It should look and sound exactly the same, but of course the definitions are different. Okay, let's move on to the second set now. So what's the missing word from set two? Sentence one. I sleep much better on a blank mattress. I sleep much better on a blank mattress. Sentence two. The children can be quite naughty, so it's important to be blank with them. The children can be quite naughty, so it's important to be blank with them. And sentence three, after graduating from university, I started working for a law blank. After graduating from university, I started working for a law blank. And what's the missing word from set two? Okay, so if you need to consider your answers, then pause the podcast. And then when you're ready, we'll look at the answers together. Okay, let's have a look at the answers. So, two words, what are they? Well, the first word from set one is park. So, in the first sentence, I gave you an expression. His first ideas weren't great, but with his third, he really knocked it out of the park. So, to knock something out of the park, knock it out of the park, means to have a great success with something. In the second sentence, I suggested that we play football in the park. And in the third sentence, I said you can park your car on our driveway. So we can see three different meanings of this word. And what about the second word from the second set? This was more difficult, so well done if you got this. The missing word is firm. F-I-R-M. I sleep much better on a firm mattress. So firm means not soft, but not completely hard. Firm. The children can be quite naughty, so it's important to be firm with them. So the meaning of this word is resolute and determined. So it's important to be firm with the naughty children. Resolute, determined. And after graduating from university, I started working for a law firm. And a firm in this context means a business, often comprising of a partnership. Okay, so here are three meanings of the word firm. Hopefully, they are clear. So, did you find one or both words? Well done if you did. Don't worry if you didn't, but hopefully you understand the different meanings of those two words. So thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.